because, like I say, he came here about the time I was finishing high school, and he had the aid of the military legal force, you know, because he had a big installation at the Port of Embarkation, those three big buildings. I don't know whether you've ever seen them down there, you know, on Poland Street. It was a big operation. But he had lawyers there at his disposal and everything, so he took it on himself to trace the family down. He got it and found out that we weren't Acadians after all. I mean, my father's people weren't Acadians. But they did come to Louisiana at the same time the Acadians were coming in from Acadia, you know, coming up the river. They came from France, from the Alsace-Lorraine section of France, and settled with the Acadians along the river. And he has a complete lineage on, I mean, he's dead now, and his daughter has a complete lineage, which I wanted to get from her before she passed away, but the side of the family, because I know that side pretty well, from Grace.
She is, you are French in the background?
My father's side, yeah, but the is Scotch, English, and Italian. I think there's some Italian somewhere.
Yeah.
But
that's interesting.
But on the paternal side, it's French both ways. Yeah. $22. Yeah, I knew they were high. I know it. If he would have bought the crooked type. The crooked handle side, the crooked handle by itself, it runs around $19, and the blade's about $12, so it'd be about $35 for the old time side. You know, like for the time it has.
Oh yeah. Can you remember the first house you lived in here, or what it was like, that sort of thing? Can you kind of give me a description of it?
Yeah, the first house I lived in here was up on in front of what is now the junior high school. I was born up there in that house, 1914. And first school I went to here was, I was about 4 years old, went to a Catholic school here. They had
You started in the boy, in the...
It was a primer, you know, what they was before kindergarten. I wasn't about four years old, 5 years old, and I didn't stay in school there. I went later to the public school, and my teacher was, the school was right down here on this corner. It was a three-story building, brick building was the school. They had elementary and high school in that building for a while. The principal by the name of was there.
Yeah.
Then they built, they had the primer grades were grades 1 and 2 were across the street where they have a little playground now, and you didn't go to the three-story building until you were in the third grade. It was from the third grade to the 11th there. Then later they built the high school up here on 3rd Street, which is now serves as a junior high.
Yeah. What'd you sit in? In the school, what'd you sit in?
What did we sit in?
Did you have?
We had regular desks. We had
each student had their own?
Their own desk, yeah. Sure. Yeah. We never got to the, we had the desk with the, you know, it was a bona fide desk. It wasn't a chair type desk, you know. A little desk, school desk with a bench. You know, the seat came up.
Yeah, yeah.
We never saw the chair type desk till we went to high school. They had those up there then, you know. And then still, of course, they had some desks up there too.
Yeah. Well, the house you lived in, what it was like, did you have something out around the front of the house?